Some riders in St. Albert say they are unhappy with new city e-scooter rules, citing concerns about accessibility and hygiene. The city welcomed e-scooters permanently beginning in March, when groups of the gray and blue machines appeared on the streets like two-wheeled signs of spring. Previously, the city had scooters, but they were under a pilot program. Advocates say the scooters provide environmental benefits by reducing emissions from traffic congestion and are a fun, convenient way to get around. "I like riding them a lot, because I can wear dresses while riding them," said frequent user Janet Lessard. "I can also get to where I need to be at my own pace. Better than a bus, I say." However, a prohibition on tandem riding, along with age and helmet regulations, have dampened the enthusiasm of some riders. For instance, the tandem riding ban has raised an accessibility concern. The e-scooter rules state that only one person is permitted on a scooter at a time. Mark Martin has a daughter with special needs, and says he had no choice but to buy his own e-scooter because the city's regulations don't allow him to ride with her. "With only one person on a scooter, I can no longer scooter with my disabled daughter," Martin said. The rules that all riders are required to wear helmets and must be at least 16 years old have also been contentious. Many cities, including St. Albert, have mandatory helmet rules in place, but many riders don't follow them. Healthcare providers say an increasing number of riders have been injured in accidents. Joanne Ferguson, an Alberta Health Services nurse, has seen a concerning amount in patients requiring surgery because of e-scooters. "I have definitely seen an increase," Ferguson said. "Patients needing reconstruction surgery to face or limbs." One rider says hygiene is an important factor in deciding whether to wear head protection, noting the helmets are shared. "No, I don't wear a helmet that is not mine," said Maria Cocha. "What if it has lice? No one enforces them anyway. I would wear one if it was sanitized though." The amendments to the traffic bylaw requiring helmets and prohibiting tandem riding on e-scooters were passed by City Council on June 6. People violating the helmet rule could face a $100 fine.